wants to hear your brain gurgling and misfiring.
Why not? It's such an interesting sound.
Abnormal, I think it was.
Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 680. Today we hear once again from Simon, who asks,
do you track your time, and if so, with what? After a few short-lived attempts to track my time, I stumbled across Time Meter for Android a couple of months ago, and I love it. Recording time across a variety of tasks is incredibly easy, and the reporting is pretty good, too.
I track my time on stuff I'm billing, and I track my time on tasks that I'm not happy with my efficiency on, because I need to see where that time is going. I haven't tracked my writing time in a long time, though I used to. And anytime, like I said, anytime I'm trying to level up my efficiency, I'll track my time very, very closely. I use the Kapow punch clock. It's an open source punch clock for, it works on Linux. I think it's also on Mac and Windows. I don't really do anything on my phone because I don't do things that way. Try not to put my whole life on my phone for security reasons, but I do have a stopwatch on my phone that I'll use when I'm trying to track something specific, and I've got a punch clock app I use for if I'm doing construction work or something else for someone that I'm billing on an hourly rate that isn't near my computer. But yeah, that's about it. Tracking your time is, especially when you're working out process workflows, is incredibly valuable, and I highly recommend it. If you can't tell looking at a job how long it's going to take you, and you can't tell within about 10% of what it actually takes, you need to track your time for a while so you can get a realistic idea of what's going on, because otherwise you're not going to be able to manage your workloads, whether you're talking about creative stuff or anything involving running a small business, especially anything involving billing for your time. Whether you're doing it directly or by proxy, really, really super important. I can tell you by reading a chapter of a book and then looking at the word count how many hours it's going to take me to do the whole thing as an audiobook, and I'll be within 5% every time. And it's because I can tell by the author voice what my record ratio is going to be, and by my record ratio, I can very reliably calculate my edit ratio, so I know exactly how long it'll take me. So I know how much I'm going to be making per hour at what different per hour rates I charge. Very, very important. So, yeah, it's a good thing to do. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment or a creative death threat, or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.